Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you called us out of this world to know you, to hear from you, to walk with you, and then to grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. That plan that you have for us, having called us out and built us on the foundation of the prophets, the foundation of Jesus Christ's complete work on the cross. Past removed, sin removed, and righteousness restored, and life in tune with the apostles that opened up the beauty of what happened there. We appreciate that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us focused to walk in your footsteps, to love as you love us, Lord, to be your fragrance, Lord, your body, your bride, your branches in the land, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, family. Our reading is Ephesians chapter 4, and it's verses 14 to 16, and we're reading from the TPT.
And then our immaturity will end, and we will not be easily shaken by trouble, nor led astray by novel teachings or by the false doctrines of deceivers, who teaches clever lies, but instead we will remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth. All our direction and ministries will flow from Christ and lead us deeper into Him, the anointed head of His body, the Church. For His body has been formed in His image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love.
Johan, hallelujah, this is beautiful. And we just need to see the picture, the big picture. Jesus has risen to fill all things. And we understand these scriptures, these revelations that has come from the heart of God through the apostles so that we can understand these things. We are joined to Him. We are joined to the head. We were at once believing lies, but now we've been put into the family and our lives are hid with Christ in God. And whenever Christ is revealed, we're revealed with Him in glory. So it's a knowing we've been brought into the family now, it's knowing like the Apostle John told us, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And this is where true joy comes, true leading, true faith. This is to live by faith, is to live in tune with the leadings of God. Sons are led by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit being moved up is according to the power that is at work in us. So we spirit-led, and that's where we are faithful then to our heavenly family, to God, and we are faithful to express and do not more or not less than what we hear and what we receive from Lord. Why do I say this? It's because we are in the image and likeness of God, just as Christ was here on earth. And He done nothing but what He heard from His Father and what His Father told Him to do. So that we need to understand that. And that's why it's coming to salvation was believing in the heart and speaking with the mouth. Now we again, true worship is worshiping Spirit and in truth. We hear from the Spirit. And then it's that reality we share, and it's in that reality that we walk in. So just as Jesus, we've been brought into this family, and now we stay in tune, and we get understanding, and we encourage one another to look to Jesus, trust in Jesus, hear from Jesus, from the Father and the Son. Remember, Jesus is not here in one place, in a person any longer. He's now all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And this is what we have come into, and this is what we tap into, and this is what we encourage the body in that day. It's not be tossed here by what government says, what people say. But most of all, we tapped into this head. And when we all look into this head, we encourage one another and we all grow. We all come, the body comes, becomes a wonderful fragrance that testifies to everything that was experienced and enjoyed by Jesus. And so that's what our motivation is. We don't want nothing less or nothing more, but we want that which is made available for us in Christ Jesus, in the heart of the Father, through the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.